Hey, darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me.
Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday, Saskatchewan. Jamie and I with you. No Locker today. He'll be back next week when I'm off. I'll be back on Friday to kick off a new year of the Green Zone. Keep an eye on the World Juniors. It was Switzerland over Germany earlier, so Germany will play in that relegation game against the loser of Latvia, Denmark, who are playing right now. 0-0 is the score. Canada takes on Finland tomorrow. But right now, the editor-in-chief of NHL.com is Bill Price. We enjoyed our chat ahead of the Four Nations face-off roster announcement with Bill breaking things down. Now, with the Olympic roster announcement tomorrow, Bill is back. Of course, some young guns have some debates going on, Bill, or is it just easy enough for Doug Armstrong to, you know, copy and paste the roster that won the Four Nations face-off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when we talk about the Team Canada roster, I mean, we know who is going to be there, right? You know, it's McDavid, McKinnon, Reinhardt probably, you know, Hagel, I would think, obviously Sidney Crosby. The questions are Connor Bedard, Macklin Celebrini, Matthew Schaefer, guys who weren't even considered. Well, you know, one guy who wasn't even in the league last year, and two guys who weren't anywhere near the Four Nations, and all three of them have made a strong case to be on this team. And, you know, Celebrini and Bedard, to me, are the two most fascinating. Bedard is having a great season, and he gets hurt. So what's his status health-wise? Celebrini is having an amazing season, too. Do they take two young guys? Can they afford to take three young guys if you include Schaefer? Are you taking the veterans from the Four Nations face-off that have been obviously none of these guys other than Sid, I think, and Drew Doughty have played in the Olympics before. So no one really knows how any of these guys are going to react on this stage. But do you take three young kids and, you know, kind of throw them out there and see? Like, it's got to be tough for Canada to do. And you know how it works in Canada with hockey. There's going to be second guessers one way or the other. If they take them and they don't win, that's bad. If they don't take them and don't win, there's going to be a lot of talk about it. So I'm sure there's a lot of decisions they have to make. And I think what it comes down to is, and I think we talked about this the last time, you know, this isn't fantasy hockey, right? You're not taking the best 14 forwards in the league who are going to put up the most points. You have to find guys that are going to mix with each other. And I know Celebrini played in the Worlds last year and played with McKinnon and Sidney Crosby. That's got to be a boost for him. So I think that obviously with all these teams, these are not all-star teams. Again, not fantasy teams. These are teams you need that have to kind of gel and find a rhythm and a chemistry in a brief amount of time and win hockey games.
Well, it's interesting. You have to go through, okay, who are the penalty killers? Like, there's a lot of talk, Anthony Cirelli for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Well, he doesn't have the points total. But John Cooper trusts him on the penalty kill in Tampa. And John Cooper's the head coach. So you have to consider a player like that over, you know, taking a, well, Tom Wilson's an interesting debate, too, on what you do there. In the National Hockey League for Canadian players. Like, it's fascinating. I think it's even a more fascinating than the Four Nations face-off, because I think so many people, you know, look at this Olympic tournament as the ultimate in best-on-best international hockey, Bill.
Yeah, I agree. And Wilson is another fascinating case. Like, you'd be like, oh, Tom Wilson, but we know what Tom Wilson is. Now, obviously, in the Olympics, you can't really fight like you can in the Four Nations, but there's going to be two Tkachuk brothers running around for the United States. And, you know, Tom Wilson, he's the kind of guy that could offset those. Now, the other, I think the thing, too, is the Canada and the United States may not even play each other. They wouldn't play each other until the medal round, maybe the championship game. So do you build your team You know, if you're Canada, are you building your team to possibly play the United States? If you're the United States, are you doing the same thing? I don't know. Like, Wilson, to me, is a fascinating guy. We know what he does. He's tough. He can hit. And does he fit? But like you said, does he fit in? And it is also fascinating, you know, we'll get to the goalies in a few minutes. Like you mentioned, John Cooper is the coach of the team. So obviously he knows what his Lightning players could do. Armstrong is the GM. He knows what Jordan Binnington could do. If Jordan Binnington was on another NHL team, you wonder if he has a chance to make this team with how he's played and the Blues have played this year. But Armstrong might have a faith in him. So that plays into it, too. I would love to be a fly on the wall in these conversations that these guys are having or have had, as the picks they're making, how they think it's going to work, how they think these guys are going to blend together. It's real. I can't wait for tomorrow to find out the names, but it's kind of fun. It's almost like Christmas Eve, right? Like the anticipation is almost sometimes greater than the payoff. So,
but it's interesting. We're going to have the debate a leg because I would put Connor Bedard on my Olympic team. I would. I know he's hurt now, but I would have Connor Bedard, maybe not as a skater, maybe he's in the press box for the tournament, but if one of your big guns does get hurt, you need a guy who can put the puck in the net like Connor Bedard can. Would he be on Bill Price's team if you were advising Doug Armstrong?
He absolutely would be on my team. I love Bedard. Obviously, his first 2 years, like, but listen, the Blackhawks have not been great. They're better this year. And it's a lot of pressure being the number one pick. It's more pressure being the number one pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, a team that, you know, in the past decade or so had tons of success. Now they've kind of fallen off. This is a new mix of players. Taze is gone. Kane's gone. He's the guy. There is so much pressure on him, and he is performing, and he's kind of carrying that load. So he would absolutely be on my team.
Well, what's interesting about Canada is you could go through the roster and you go, okay, Bedard, he put him on. Celebrini, put him on. Nick Suzuki, put him on. And I'm choosing guys who weren't on the Four Nations. Tom Wilson, put him on. For a face-off win, Bo Horvat is one of the best in the National Hockey League at winning a face-off, and he's had a great start to the year for the New York Islanders, so you put him on. But then it's, okay, who are you taking off? Seth Jarvis might be injured, so he might come off, and who knows what they do with Mark Stone, but his coach is on the coaching staff, so you'd think he'd have trust. It's easy to throw all these guys on. It's who you're taking off from that Four Nations face-off team that comes even more difficult, Bill.
Yeah, and then you got a guy like Mark Scheifele. Like, what do you do with him? Right. There's only 14 spots for forwards. And you just mentioned, I'm looking at the projected rosters we did on NHL.com, I think maybe early December. And you mentioned like five or six guys who aren't on that projected roster. So who comes off, right? Suzuki, Mark Stone. I mean, I think you could look at it. Obviously, like we said, Crosby, McKinnon, McDavid are definitely on there. I would think Brad Marchand, I think you got to take him just for what he does in the room. He kind of loosens everybody up. You saw the clip, I think, from the Four Nations where he kind of had Sid laughing. Like, he just brings that level of, you know, he loosens things up, but we know what kind of player he is. I think he's got to be on the team. Sam Bennett, like, there's a guy. If you have Tom Wilson, do you need Sam Bennett? I don't know. It's really fascinating. And then I guess, you know, what do you do? Again, like, if somebody's hurt, Jarvis is a great player, played well at the Four Nations, but he's hurt. Can they afford to wait for these guys? I don't know. It's wild. It's great. It's so great that, like, the NHL is back in the Olympics because this is the sort of stuff that, you know, fans just eat up, love people. They can't get enough of it. And even tomorrow, once the roster is released, there'll be more debate, more discussion. It's going to be great.
Bill Price, editor-in-chief of NHL.com. Okay, goaltender. As you mentioned, Jordan Binnington, Doug Armstrong's in St. Louis. You have Binnington there. He was solid in the Four Nations, won that tournament as the goaltender for Canada. But Logan Thompson, Mackenzie Blackwood, Scott Wedgwood, Darcy Kemper, these are all goaltenders who have drastically outplayed Jordan Binnington this year. Who do you think the three netminders will be for Canada?
I'm looking at Scott Wedgwood's numbers right now. Like, I know he plays for the Avalanche, and I know they are a wagon, but he's 17-1-4 with a 2.13 goals against and 919 save percentage. Like, I think he has to be on the team. I think they take Binnington, but I don't think he's guaranteed to be the starter. I think Armstrong has enough faith in him, and they do go on what he did at the Four Nations last year. I think that gets him on the team, but I don't think it gets him guaranteed number one starter. I think it's Wedgwood, Binnington, and Logan Thompson. But I've been wrong before.
Yeah, I'm signing with Mackenzie Blackwood over Wedgwood.
Yeah.
If Jared Bednar was probably picking the team, he'd probably have both those Colorado goaltenders going to the Olympics. And then probably a Logan Thompson. But with Binnington, I don't want to say nepotism, but with Doug Armstrong in St. Louis, if he wasn't the goaltender of Doug Armstrong in St. Louis, I don't know if he's on this team. But I'm with you. I believe Jordan Binnington will be one of the three.
No, I agree. I think, if he was the, San Jose Sharks goalie, he probably wouldn't be on the team. But I think the Four Nations does play into it. There were the same questions about him last year. Now, listen, he wasn't having as bad of a season last year as he was this year, but there were questions about him, and he was great. He was a big reason they won that tournament. So I think that has to count for something too. So, and again, like that's what you and I don't know, is how much that Four Nations weighs into the decision-making now.
That is Bill Price, editor-in-chief of NHL.com. They've been doing great work breaking down not only Canada, but the United States and all the other rosters. You can see announced in the coming days. Canada announces tomorrow, New Year's Eve, in the morning. 10:30 is when TSN starts their show. I think it's around 11 o'clock, noon Eastern, is when they're officially going to announce. And the more and more you hear the insiders talk, Connor Bedard will not be selected tomorrow. Is that truth or trash? Are they making the right move? Connor Bedard would be there for me. The start he's had to the season, you look at, and not necessarily you have 14 forwards, 12 are going to be regulars. I think you have 13 dressed. But all of a sudden, Nathan MacKinnon goes down. Don't insert Connor Bedard into that spot. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to focus on Connor Bedard on Truth or Trash Tuesday, coming up here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. With the Welcome into the Green Zone. We're reminiscing a little bit. Last live show of 2025. We'll be back Friday live on the 2nd of January. What were your favorite sports experiences, memories of 2025? We got this one in. Jerry, highlight of the summer was going to Game 5 of the World Series in Los Angeles, seeing the Jays dominate. But it also coincides with Jerry's worst experience in sports in 2025. Having a Dodger dog, $35 for two hot dogs and two drinks. Worst hot dog ever. So Jerry was happy to be a Game 5 of the World Series against the Dodgers. Not happy with the Dodger dogs at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Yes, some ball fans were pretty pleased at the run of the Toronto Blue Jays, although be it one run short of a World Series championship. So I can end my time with you. Jamie Nye with you here in the Green Zone. I hope you are having a great day. I'm keeping an eye on Latvia, Denmark. The loser of this one will take on Germany in a relegation game at the World Junior Hockey Championships. Latvia leads Denmark 1-0. Switzerland beat Germany earlier, so that solidifies Switzerland into the top four and into the playoffs. Will they finish third or fourth? They take on Slovakia tomorrow. That game will be important tomorrow because Canada, if they beat Finland, will take on the fourth-place team. So the loser of Slovakia, Switzerland, if they lose to Finland and finish second, they will take on the winner of Switzerland, Slovakia tomorrow in the quarterfinals. And the quarterfinals will be played on Friday, the 2nd. We now pretty well know Canada will be the late game as they have been for the entire round robin. That's 7:30 start time because the United States announced they will get the 5 o'clock puck drop on Friday. They said, we get 5 o'clock no matter where we place. They take on Sweden tomorrow. Also tomorrow, it's time we finally find out the 25 players who will represent Canada in the men's Olympic hockey tournament as the NHLers are back to the Olympics 12 years after we saw Sidney Crosby and Carey Price and Patrice Bergeron win gold in Sochi. But one player we've come to know around these parts is the former Regina Pat, Connor Bedard. This season, 19 goals, 25 assists, 44 points. However, now injured, likely to return early in the new year. I believe Connor Bedard should be on the original roster when it's announced tomorrow. Is that truth or trash?
I'm here to reveal the nasty truth.
I would roast you, but my mom said I'm not allowed to burn trash.
Lie detector test determined you are telling the truth.
I'm the trash man.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
Truth or Trash Tuesday.
Each and every Tuesday, we bring you Truth or Trash. We take somebody's opinion, put it up on the board, and you say whether you agree with that opinion, that would be truth, or you disagree with that opinion, and it belongs in the trash. And today's opinion is brought to you by me, moi, host of The Green Zone, Jamie Nye. I've been steadfast since we saw Connor Bedard start this season and play as well as he's had. I can't believe listening to Chris Johnston and, you know, Craig Button, Mike Johnston, they're all taking Connor Bedard off their team. Chris Johnston is reporting that with his sources, he's been told Bedard's not on the roster. 19 goals, 44 points. When you look at his even strength scoring, points 5-on-5. He's got 31 points. He's got more points 5-on-5 than Leon Draisaitl does. Leon Draisaitl, a majority of his points have come on the power play or shorthanded. But Connor Bedard, 31. More points than Mikko Rantanen on 5-on-5. And these guys aren't hurt. They've still been playing the last 2 weeks. I believe Connor Bedard deserves a spot on this roster. Seth Jarvis out, but here's the complication when you look at it, right? If you put Macklin Celebrini on, and reportedly as well, they are looking at players like Bo Horvat and Mark Scheifele and Nick Suzuki, and if you put Bedard on, oh, Tom Wilson's another one, that's five guys. So you have to find four forwards who are on the Four Nations faceoff, and I'll tell you who they are. Sam Bennett. If you have Tom Wilson, there's no reason for Sam Bennett. Travis Konecny. No, Seth Jarvis. Hurt. Anthony Cirelli's another one, but of course, he is one of the main penalty killers for John Cooper with Tampa, so he's probably getting the call. Same with Brandon Hagel, the Saskatoon product, or the Saskatchewan product, has Saskatchewan ties anyways. He is a power or penalty kill guy for the Tampa Bay Lightning and head coach John Cooper. The other big debate is Mark Stone. Again, if you have Tom Wilson, do you need Mark Stone? 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. Connor Bedard. I say yes. What say you when it comes to tomorrow's Olympic announcement on whether or not he deserves a shot to be on Team Canada for the Olympic hockey tournament? Or maybe you're scared off, like maybe Hockey Canada and the Olympic Committee and the brass are. Ooh, shoulder injuries, tough to come back from. Maybe we shouldn't put him on. If he comes back and scores a hat trick in the first like week and he's not on this roster, oof, that's not going to be a good look. Now let's go to Jace in Regina. Jace, what do you think? Truth or trash? Bedard deserves a spot on Team Canada.
I think if you would have asked me a month or two ago, I would have said absolutely yes. But I don't know. I think he'll be on the team, but maybe as, you know, maybe as a reserve player in case of injury or anything like that. I don't know if he'll be back to game time or, you know, Olympic form by the time they actually roll around.
So you think he will not be on the roster tomorrow, but he's like first up if someone goes down and he shows that he's healthy?
Exactly.
And I get that sentiment. And I imagine, Jace, that is where Hockey Canada is going to go, because it sounds like Mark Stone's going to be on this team. And to full credit to Mark Stone, it's not like he's been a hack this season for the Vegas Golden Knights. When you talk about scoring amongst Canadian forwards in the NHL or points per game, Mark Stone is the fourth highest scoring Canadian in the NHL in points per game. 1.43. Of course, he's missed a lot of action, but he's got 30 points in 21 games. So, and as Drew said, he's one of the better checkers in the National Hockey League. I'm fascinated by who will be left off from the Four Nations roster, because it sounds like Mark Stone's not going anywhere, but Macklin Celebrini's got a spot. If he is not on the roster, I will be absolutely shocked. Like, Macklin Celebrini's on the team. Why am I even discussing this? So Macklin Celebrini's on the team. It sounds like Tom Wilson will get a spot. Washington Capitals, of course. And that's why I'm like, aren't Mark Stone and Tom Wilson the same guy? Except Tom Wilson's younger and doesn't miss as much time as Mark Stone does. Oh, yeah, Mark Scheifele. Have I brought him up yet? 1-877-332-8255. James says, Wilson, Suzuki, and Bennett. That's your fourth line for the Olympics. They will take care of the Tkachuk boys. But it was interesting. John Cooper was asked about this. I think it was an interview with Pierre LeBrun in The Athletic recently. Might have been published this morning, where he said, we're not planning for the United States. We're not forming this roster to beat the U.S. We might not play the United States in this tournament. They're not in the same pool. Yes, it might be a final. It might be the gold medal game, but they're going to have to take on Finland and Czechia and Sweden. They have to be ready to win all games, not just, hey, let's get the best lineup who matches the best against the United States. Although, who cares? Just take the best team. And I think Connor Bedard's deserve to be among the top 14 forwards in Canada. 1-877-332-8255. Jim saying no. The young man's injured. He needs to heal. And there's the out. It's the ultimate out for Canada with Bedard, because it was a huge debate. I don't think they had much interest in him going into this season. And then the way he was playing, I went, uh-oh, we can't leave him off. But now that he's injured, maybe it does give him an out. Although when he got injured, I thought maybe this increases his chances. Tony texting 1-877-332-8255. Bedard hasn't earned the right to go to the Olympics for Canada. He has changed since going to Chicago. I don't know about that. You know what's changed? He's been on a team with no talent around him, and he's still one of the top scorers on five-on-five play, which has to account for something when you look at scoring in the Olympic hockey tournament. You have to score five-on-five. Bedard can do that. He's one of the best at it on a bad hockey team in Chicago. Look at where they are in the standings. Dead last. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. Is Connor Bedard on your Olympic team? Sounding less and less likely he'll be on the team when it's announced tomorrow, 11 a.m. Saskatchewan time. Truth or Trash Tuesday here on the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Tomorrow we find out who's going to the Olympics for Canada's men's hockey team. You look at the Four Nations face-off. Will any of the three goaltenders be there? Aiden Hill and Sam Montembeau will not be going. Jordan Binnington is the big debate. He's pretty well lost the starter's net. They're going with Joel Hofer in St. Louis. His general manager is Doug Armstrong in St. Louis, who just so happens to be the general manager of the Olympic team. So if he's lost favor in St. Louis, has he lost favor with Hockey Canada and the Olympic selection? And if it's not Jordan Binnington, is it Logan Thompson, Darcy Kemper, the two goaltenders in Colorado, in Wedgewood and Blackwood? Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be must-see TV at the Nye household tomorrow morning if I can dare get the Gilmore Girls or whatever YouTube show my son's watching to watch the Olympic announcement tomorrow. But defensively, they'll announce eight. The eight defenders at the Four Nations face-off were Taves, Sanheim, Makar, Theodore, Morrissey, Harley, Parayko, Doughty. Jacob Chychrun's getting a lot of love, of course. Evan Bouchard, my favorite defenseman in the National Hockey League, is getting a look-see on whether he belongs on the blue line for Canada. I'll be honest, I don't know if anybody needs to change. Maybe you take Sanheim out and put Jacob Chychrun in, potentially, but we'll see tomorrow. The forwards will be interesting. If you want a reminder on the 13 forwards for Canada, it was Sam Bennett, Travis Konecny, Sam Reinhart, Mitch Marner, Braden Point, Seth Jarvis, Nathan MacKinnon, Brandon Hagel, Mark Stone, Brad Marchand, Anthony Cirelli, Sidney Crosby, and Connor McDavid. You know McDavid, Crosby, Marchand, MacKinnon, Point, Reinhart, Marner are going to be on there. Hagel and Cirelli, because of their connections and their penalty killing with John Cooper, he just trusts them on the penalty kill. And trust is a big thing for a coach. What are we at, 8 or 9 right now? You only got 5 spots left, and there are 12 players that people are debating. Bedard, Macklin Celebrini, Mark Stone, Travis Konecny, Sam Bennett. Not sure about Seth Jarvis because of his injury in Carolina, but Nick Suzuki is another one. Bo Horvat is getting talked about. Tom Wilson. Bo Horvat, Tom Wilson, those type of players I'm all about on the fourth line. Bo Horvat can win a draw. He's one of the best at it in the NHL. So we'll see tomorrow on who Canada will be taking to Italy for the Olympics. Hopefully it's a better team that went to Italy in 2006 for the Olympics. Boy, did they suck. Bedard, Celebrini, and Scheifele should all be on this team, says Brad. He's taking Jarvis, Konecny, and Cirelli off the roster to add those. Here's the thing. If you're adding 3, you only have to take off 2 because there's an extra forward spot for these Olympics. I still think Canada should and the U.S. should get 2 teams. Canada 1, Canada 2, just like bobsled. More coming up here on the Green Zone. Our chat with Drew Remenda as well. By the way, Denmark just scored, so it's 2-1 Latvia over Denmark. One of these teams will be relegated to the game against Germany. The other looks to be finishing 4th in Pool B and take on either Sweden or the United States in the quarterfinal on Friday.